Welcome to the Soldier for Life podcast, where we share information and resources for our military and veteran families, from employment and education to health and wellness and Army retirement. We're here to help you learn more about programs and resources that are available to our Army family. The information shared in this podcast does not constitute an endorsement by Soldier for Life, United States Army, or the Department of Defense. And now, let's get started with this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Soldier for Life podcast. I'm your host, Colonel Jarrett Thomas, and it's great to have you all with us today. I'm excited about our show today, not only because of our incredible guest, but because our topic and this organization is so important to both our Army and our Army family. Army Emergency Relief, or AER, is the official nonprofit of the United States Army. Established in 1942, AER provides financial assistance to soldiers and their families through grants, interest-free loans, and scholarships. Not only does AER help Army families with immediate financial needs like rent, car repairs, and other unforeseen emergencies like natural disasters, but they also provide assistance for things like spouse relicensing and recertification after a PCS move, and grants for transitioning soldiers who are participating in a U.S. Army career skills program. We are honored to have with us on the podcast today Tony Grinston, the Chief Executive Officer of Army Emergency Relief and the 16th Sergeant Major of the U.S. Army. Sergeant Major of the Army Grinston took over as CEO of AER in January following his retirement from the Army after a decorated 36-year Army career. He is the first enlisted soldier to lead the organization since its creation in 1942. Sergeant Major of the Army Grinston, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to be on the podcast with us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited about my new job and this topic. So it's wonderful to be here with you today, and thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm excited about this. For our listeners who may not know, can you tell us a little bit about AER, including its mission and why it was created?
Well, I think you did a really good introduction on that. Like you already said, AER was established in 1942, and for more than 82 years, AER has been the conduit through which soldiers provide financial support to their families. And this is just a great organization, and our mission is to provide grants, interest-free loans, scholarships to promote readiness and help relieve financial distress of soldiers and their families. It's the Army's nonprofit, and a lot of times I have to explain this to people. We're covered in Army regulation, and we were created to help soldiers and their families. The goal is to make AER, my goal is to make AER the number one nonprofit of choice for soldiers and their families. And what I mean by that is when a soldier is going through some type of financial distress, financial need, they think of AER first. So I want them to come to us when they need assistance. I need them to don't be afraid to ask for financial help. And they shouldn't be afraid at all to ask for help. And that's what we're here for. But the bottom line is we just help soldiers. And that's why I do enjoy my job so much. We have a soldier. He was going through a medical procedure in Houston. And his spouse said, I want to be there. She rented a hotel. She rented a car. And she was really running up some bills. But the soldier had stage 4 cancer. And his spouse wanted to be there. I personally handled that case and made sure they got the financial assistance they need. They didn't need to worry about financial worries if you're going through such a hard time with a medical procedure. And that's what I want everybody to know about AER. We're here to help soldiers anytime we can to help them not worry about those financial stresses.
No, that's awesome to hear. And I've been in 28 years at this point, and I've had 5 different commands and had an opportunity, just like you, to see the benefits of a soldier that is in financial stress, but to see that AER can assist them assist their family. It's such a critical time for them. It's been very, very beneficial. And you normally see, you know, the results of that. And then not only that, but then the rest of the unit sees, hey, okay, there's something out there that can help us. Because I think we all struggle at different periods of time, you know, in our life. And, you know, to have a Army nonprofit out there to help our soldiers is critically beneficial. So really, really appreciate what you all do in AER. So what financial assistance programs does AER have available to help Army families? And what are some of the biggest challenges that soldiers and their families face today?
I really am surprised sometimes with some of the challenges that the soldiers face. The biggest challenges is our number one category that we've had for a long time has been housing. And, right. You know, as the housing market just kind of went crazy, and you take a soldier that moves to New York, maybe downtown New York City, because they're going to be a recruiter. They want their first month's rent. They want their last month's rent. They want a safety deposit. And then all of a sudden you got a $10,000-$15,000 bill.
Yep.
And you're like, holy cow, how do I manage that? So some of that housing moves, and we really have a lot of categories. There's over 30 categories. I put it in simple terms is if you're in financial need, ask us for help. Even if it doesn't fit into the one of the categories we have, maybe we need to do a new category. Maybe we actually need to just to help in this situation and do an exception. And I would say we got one category is if a soldier and their family is in financial need, ask us for help. So I think that's the number one thing that we see our category is housing. We still do POV repairs. We still have a career skills program. We have spouse licenses program. I mean, we have a whole bunch of things that we do. Ultimately, if a soldier is faced with a challenge, just please come ask us. Maybe we, you know, have some kind of exception. We always have an exception. Those come to me. I think another thing that I'm challenged with, it's just knowing we exist. And so a new right. Buddy comes in the military and it's like, oh, I didn't know, you know, we had this thing that could help with that. So they're already behind with credit card debt. I was working a case yesterday and this individual had $84,000 in debt as wow. an E5, a sergeant. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of debt. And I'm like, man, I wish they'd come to us earlier. Maybe we could alleviate some of that, you know, stress on the credit card debt. So just knowing that we are out there, we exist to help soldiers, I think is one of those challenges for me is communicating who we are and what we do and that we're here to help.
No, that's a great point. I mentioned earlier, you know, I was very familiar with AER over the years of service, but you're right. I mean, you know, when I was a brand new second lieutenant, you know, back in 1996, I didn't know about AER and what it could do. So, and you're right, we constantly have turnover of soldiers. So it's really, you know, chains of command, AER organizations putting the word out there to at least inform soldiers that there is a opportunity to relieve some of the situation they're going through. And you also mentioned before about the spouse relicensing. Could you tell me a little bit about how AER provides for spouse relicensing and recertification? And expenses related to participating in the career skills program?
Yeah, absolutely. For spouses and the relicenses is that the Army has a program, and I found this sometimes they don't know about the Army program either, but it may not cover everything. So if the Army's program, say, covers $1,000 or $500 and your license, you know, is a $3,000, you should come to AER. We will reimburse after you get the Army's money. We'll go $2,500 to help with each of those relicenses.
Wow.
So we have a program on top of what the Army, just in case it costs more than what the Army covers, we're there to help you up to another $2,500. And on this career skills program, this is one of those things I just really, really like about AER. I think I like everything AER does, but the career skills program, this is about reintegrating those back into the civilian sector. And most people would say, you know, the former 16th Survey of the Army is like, why would you help soldiers get out of the Army? I said, well, here's the deal. Number one, everybody gets out of the Army.
That's right.
And there's three ways you get out of the Army if you join the Army. There's three ways. One, two are really good. One's really bad. Right. You die, you retire, or you ETS.
Right.
But everybody leaves. And when you think about that, is that we want that to be a smooth transition. So if a soldier needs to go to a career skills program all the way in Seattle from Europe, they have to pay for that plane ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we come in. We help pay for that plane ticket up to a certain amount of money. So we help with that. We could help with maybe your food or some lodging, because that is all permissive TDY and it's not fully covered, or it's not covered at all by the Army. And that's where we come in. And that's why I really like this program, is because everybody gets out of the Army. And I think, you know, once you realize that, then you will understand why we need to help. We want them to have a wonderful experience leaving the Army, and that includes transitioning out of the military.
That's a very great, you know, two great points there. First, I think you know as well as I do, more soldiers today, you know, are living with a dual income, and some of those spouses have those careers that require those licenses in different states and territories. And you know, it costs a lot of money in some cases to do that. So that assistance you all provide, you know, to our military spouses as they transition, as a service member transition, is critical. And I think that also helps with retention of soldiers, because I say it all the time in Soldier for Life, you know, if we can't help, you know, spouses as well, soldiers will eventually vote with their feet and decide that this may not be the profession for them, because it's difficult for family members. So you're helping, I think, you know, with the retention of soldiers by doing that. But the other piece too, and you hit the nail on the head talking about, you know, soldiers transitioning, that is a fact. And that's something that we have to come to grips with, you know, in the Army, that soldiers will leave in one, you know, form or fashion. And so providing that assistance for them as they transition out is critically important. And then they go out and talk to, you know, the civilian community about the profession that they just left and how professional it was. So it helps us also in recruiting new talent in the all-volunteer force. So I thank you for, you know, all that you all do for both of those areas as well. So who is eligible to receive AER assistance?
Yeah, I get this question a lot. And, you know, one of my favorite stories, I was walking down the street and this older man, you know, came up to me. You know, mm-hmm. I often wear a little shirt that says Army Emergency Relief. And he goes, "Can I get help from AER? And I said, "Well, are you a retired soldier?" He said, "No." I said, "No." So he can't. So he was a little disheartened. Now, there's a lot of programs to help veterans.
Right.
But the basic category that we help is active duty soldiers and their families,
mm-hmm.
To include Army National Guard and Army Reserve soldiers, as long as they're on Title 10 over 30 days.
Okay.
And that's also an exception. So, and those exceptions come up to me for National Guard and Army Reserve soldiers, but they are eligible. Army National Guard and Army Reserve soldiers are eligible for assistance, and retirees and surviving spouses. So I normally say the bottom line is we're the Army's nonprofit that actually helps active duty soldiers, Guard, and Reserve.
And we talked about what you offer and who is eligible, but how do families access this support and how long does it take to get help?
Well, we have 69 locations worldwide where you can go into an office and just see an Army Emergency Relief officer. That's normally in your Army Community Services locations if you're on an active duty post. But we have service agreements with all services, meaning if you're on a joint base and it's led by the Air Force, you can go to the Air Force Relief Society and they will help you go through the paperwork. They will send, if you get received money, then they'll send the bill to us and we reimburse them for the money that you get. Mm-hmm. You can go to either the Army installations and Army Emergency Relief. You can go to any relief society and you can go to Red Cross. And most people think that, oh, the Red Cross really helped me out, and they really helped me with, they do a little bit, and then they send me a bill, and we pay for the money they just gave you. This one sergeant major was like, yeah, I didn't get money from AER, but I got a really good help when I was a young soldier from Red Cross. And said, you know, that's AER, right? So, so you can do any of that. And then bottom line is, and that's not it, you can also just go to our good old website, www.aerhq.org. And we actually have a 24-hour hotline that usually works as the cases that go to Red Cross, and then they'll call us to validate, is that a soldier and is that a true emergency? So we keep a 24-hour hotline in the headquarters normally, and we want everybody to work through Red Cross to make sure that this is emergency after hours. But there's a lot of ways to get assistance through Army Emergency Relief. So it's right there. And how fast can you do that? It normally is depending on the circumstances. We can go as fast as we need to, because it might be an emergency. And because of the systems we set up now, we pay through Zelle. So we can transfer that money very quickly. Normally, the holdup would be a paperwork or a question validating, is this a soldier? Because remember, it's only active duty soldiers, and it's not any veteran. So we have to sometimes validate that. It didn't take but a few minutes.
Right.
But the pay goes quickly. And so I working in assistance, and I or sometimes I call people that get assistance, and I call this one young man, and I said, how did it go? And he's like, I was kind of surprised how fast I got paid. I filled out the paperwork and they approved it. And, you know, I walked outside and in my phone, I got a notice that, hey, I got paid in Zelle. So we do a lot of great things. We're trying to increase some of the ways we pay. But right now, the main mechanism is through Zelle. We're trying to add PayPal and some other things, but right now we're not there yet. So the process goes pretty quickly.
That's amazing. And, you know, when, you know, our soldiers and families need that assistance, and timing is everything. And now that you have such a, you know, quick method to get the money to them, I'm sure that relieves some of that stress that, you know, they're dealing with in some cases. So really, really appreciate that. And if you don't mind me asking, Tony, what brought you to AER? And why is AER important to you? And why is it important to both Army families and the Army?
Ooh, what brought me to AER is really I wanted to still help soldiers and their families. I think everybody, when you transition, you got two choices you can make. You can work for a for-profit or nonprofit. I guess you got a third. You can just not work if you don't want to. And those were still my choices too, you know, work for a profit, mm-hmm. nonprofit, or just, you know, play a lot of golf, I guess. But my wife says I can't sit still for a second. So mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, playing golf all the time probably wouldn't be helpful. But the purpose for me is what brought me here. I wanted to really just give back to soldiers, and I love it. I just love what I do. I wake up and like, I'm excited that I can help soldiers and their families. Every day, every minute of my job is figuring out a way to help soldiers and their families. And I couldn't think like, what else would I want to do on the planet? So it was the purpose. You know, sometimes you hear soldiers transition out of the Army and they kind of lose their purpose and is it a job. Right. This has just got a great mission, and I really get to give back. So that's really brought me here to AER. And, you know, like why, but the second part of your question is why is AER important to soldiers and their families? There's a lot of stress in the world, and I just want them to have just one less stress. And I think that's why it's important for them to know about that we're here to help relieve some of that stress. And as the 16th Sergeant Major of the Army, you know, I did a lot of work on suicide. And when you look at suicide and you think, well, this stress of financial stress, if I, you know, can't pay my bills, I've got this, you know, debt, all this money and credit card, does that lead to an argument with my spouse? My spouse then leaves. And then maybe I drink a little bit more, and then next thing mm-hmm. you know, I'm having mental health issues or I commit suicide. Mm-hmm. But it all may have started with financial stress. So this is a super important thing for me, and I think it's important for everybody to know that AER is here to help too. And you should know that we exist, and you don't sit here and rack your brain like, how am I going to feed my family today? How am I going to do this? I just don't have the money, and I don't want you to be in a bad way. So, yep, we're here, and I think that's why it's important for everybody to know about us.
No, that's great to hear. And, you know, I think we all struggle with when we decide to transition, you know, what we want to do when we grow up. So I think that, you know, this job, you know, for you is definitely a perfect fit, spending 36 years in the military, taking care of soldiers and their families. I know it's just an extension of what you are already doing in your Army career. So I'm glad you found this and they found you, and I'm glad they got it right at AER and brought a former enlisted soldier to be the CEO, because I think you definitely get it. So why would someone decide to give to AER when hearing your model supporting soldiers and their families since 1942?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's because we just help soldiers. All our money goes to soldiers and their families. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I usually say that all your donations go right into soldiers and their families. And if that's what you want to help, a lot of people come to me and say, how do I help soldiers? And I'll give you one example where tornadoes hit Fort Campbell and Nashville mm-hmm. area. And we had another society, actually wasn't another society. It was the Bob Woodruff Foundation. The Bob mm-hmm. Woodruff Foundation came in and said, hey, we want to help soldiers and the families, just don't mm-hmm. know how to do that. And I heard about AER. We got somebody that was in the Army, and then we have some people on their board that were former right. military too. And they said, yep, we know that this money is going to go to them. So that's why you donate to AER. If you're a soldier and you want to give back to help soldiers and the families, you give to AER. If you're a corporation and you really like to sleep at night because your Army's out there protecting mm-hmm. you, and you know you want to do something for those that are serving right now, you can donate to AER. And I could probably just keep going with a whole bunch of lines on why you could do this, mm-hmm. but bottom line is we help the greatest citizens on the planet, somebody that is willing to put their life on the line for the democracy of America. I couldn't think of another place to give money to help those that are right here, right now doing that. Not when something really bad happens to them physically, but while they're serving and in good standing, and they may just need some help. So I could give you a bunch of reasons, but those are some of the best that I can think of.
No, those are great reasons. And speaking of that, where can people go to find out more about AER or where to donate?
It's really simple. I'll say it again, www.aerhq.org. And you just click on there, and in the middle button, there's a little button that says donate once you go to the website. And there's a bunch of ways. If you're a soldier, you can do allotments. If you're not a soldier, you can do like a credit card, but there's other ways too.
So we're almost getting to the end of the show. Is there one last thing that you want to talk about before we end?
Yeah, you know, we're always looking to expand or better our services for our soldiers and their families. So right now we're trying to determine, can we make emergency travel full grant? And I just wanted to say that is one of our new initiatives. Right now it's 50% loan and 50% grant if you qualify for emergency travel. I'm hoping to get this completed by the beginning of next year so that we can fully fund emergency travel. And I really think about a young soldier, you know, something happens, you know, death in the family. And when I was doing my assistance calls, I called somebody that got assistance to AER, and I actually called a soldier this week. This soldier had lost their sister, and she was super appreciative that we were able to come in to help her get that plane ticket to get home. And she said, I don't know if I could have afforded the plane ticket. And it just really says, I want to increase that to a full grant. I don't want to take that full worry. And there's a lot of bills that happen when a family member dies. And I kind of used my own case, you know, a couple years ago, my mom passed away and I flew home before she passed away. So bought that plane ticket. Mm-hmm. And then once she passed, I flew back. I grabbed my daughter. I grabbed my wife. We flew back down. Mm-hmm. Then there was a funeral, and then there's the funeral expenses. And then we got even better as we were flying back. There was a thunderstorm in Atlanta, and then we got stranded in Atlanta. And I guess in thunderstorms, the airlines didn't pay for that hotel. So you could see all these bills racking up. So mm-hmm. once I really thought about it, is our one major initiative that I'm trying to get completed right now is full grant emergency travel. I'm hoping to get that complete by 2025 in January. So I just wanted to share that initiative that we're moving towards. Again, it's doing everything we can to help soldiers and their families and when they're in financial need.
No, that's great to hear, and really appreciate those efforts as well. So Tony, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show and talk about all of the great work that AER does for our Army. Thank you for sharing your expertise and experience with us today.
Thanks for having me. And I truly love what I do. I love my job, and I love helping soldiers and their families. So thank you for letting me talk about this important mission that we have right now.
No, thank you. And today we spoke to Army Emergency Relief CEO Tony Grinston and discuss who AER is and what they offer and who is eligible. We also learned where people can go to find out more information about AER or how to donate. Thank you again for tuning in. Please follow or subscribe to the Soldier for Life podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. As always, I'm Colonel Jarrett Thomas, and I'll see you again next time. Once a soldier, always a soldier for life.